Kina Yates. Tzidok Hadin, Lacha Hashem Hatzdaka, Ba'osos Asher Flisa Me'azvarata, Ba'onu Boshes Apadim. It reflects our acknowledgement with all the questions that we're allowed to ask earlier. Here we accept the Tzidok Hadin Hashem, what you did is just. Lacha Hashem Hatzdaka, Ba'onu Boshes Apadim, what we've done is wrong. And stanza by stanza, we see the contrast. Hashem, look at what you did. Look what you did for us. So generous, so kind. The way we repaid the favor was one wrongdoing after the other. It's heartbreaking, it's humbling, it's embarrassing to think about this trade-off. So we're left wondering, how do we recover, how do we move forward from this tzidok hadin, from this acknowledgement of how wrong we were? And I heard a beautiful story from Moshe T. Weinberg about a young girl, 7 years old, who walked into a jewelry store in Yerushalayim. She was looking at the beautiful bracelets out there on display, and she points this gorgeous bracelet, and she calls over the man who owns the store, works in the store, and says, I'd like to buy this bracelet. And the man looks at the bracelet, he looks at the price tag, it's several thousand dollars. He sees this little girl, 7 years old, no way can she possibly afford such an elegant bracelet. And he says to her, it is beautiful, how do you plan on paying for this? And she takes out her little coin purse and she empties it onto the table there. And sitting in front of this man, something like 7 shkalim, a few agurot, and he realizes, how am I supposed to respond to this? And he asks her, what a beautiful bracelet, who are you buying this for? And she says, I'm buying it for my older sister. He says, that's so nice. Why are you buying your sister such a beautiful bracelet? This young girl says to him, our father passed away, our mother passed away, and my older sister, she takes care of me and my siblings. She worked so hard for us. We'd love to repay her the favor. I know she would love this bracelet. And so the man looks at her, looks at the 7 shkalim, Yagurot, and he says, I can't believe you managed to save up just the right amount of money, just the cost of this bracelet. And he wraps it up for her, puts the business card in it, and sends her off on her way. You can imagine, a few minutes later, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever the time is, the older sister comes into the store, and he says to this man, did you just sell my sister this bracelet? And he says, yes. He said, well, something's wrong. Either she stole the bracelet, she stole the money. No way could my 7-year-old sister afford such a bracelet. This man looks at the sister. He says to her, you're mistaken. Your sister paid for the bracelet. And she says, there's no way. My sister doesn't have that kind of money. I don't know exactly how much this costs, but no way can a 7-year-old have this kind of money. And he looks at her and he says, again, you're mistaken. Your sister paid for the bracelet. She paid 7 shkalim. She paid with a broken heart. And she paid with gratitude, with a desire to help, to do something nice for you. And that's the tzidok hadin of the kina. It's a broken heart. It's to acknowledge how wrong we are, how devastated we are, how humiliated we are, how embarrassed we are. That Hashem, you do so much for us. And it's an attempt, with this broken heart, to translate that into a few shkalim, but trying to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back for everything He does for us, for acknowledging that we want to do better, and it's our commitment to try to do better, and to repay the favors that Hashem does for us constantly.